Amen. Hallelujah. To God be all the glory for the great, wonderful, and mighty works he is doing in and through our lives and today. My name is Pastor Anthony Simmons. I'm joined by my wife, Pastor Rebecca Simmons, and we welcome you to our midweek virtual sanctuary. Amen. Get ready, get ready, get ready. There is a word from the Lord for you on today. I just thank God as we commemorate the memory of Dr. Martin Luther King on this week that you have a dream too. And with God, all things are possible to them that believe. And you need that joy. That song said, I have the joy of the Lord as you pursue your dreams, as you pursue your purpose, as you pursue the thing that God has called you to because you were born to win. Don't let the enemy take your joy on today. The joy of the Lord is your strength, and you're going to need that strength to get through every obstacle that the enemy puts in your path. Well, we're excited today. There's a word from the Lord for you. Hallelujah. To God be the glory. This is going to be the best year of your life. We're in the first month of this new year, and I believe that God has a wonderful year in store for you and for me. So let us pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, this is the day that you have made. We shall rejoice and be glad in it. Father, we thank you that we look today to the hills which cometh our help. Our help truly does come from the Lord. God, you're the one that makes a way out of no way. You said, I am the way, I am the truth, and I am the life. No one can come to the Father but by me. So I thank you that we remained on the Lord's side. I thank you, yea, though we walk through the valley of the shadow of death, we know that you are with us. And God, so many people are going through so much, but we're so glad that the greater one that's on the inside of us is greater than this, the thing that's in this world. So Lord, minister to us today. Hallelujah. Give us ears to hear your word. Give us hearts to receive your word. Break the back of the spirit that is not of you, and we give you liberty. We give you permission. We allow you to come into our lives today during the preaching moment and having your way in the name of Jesus. So we give this time to you. Use the woman of God today as she break the bread of the word over our lives. Man shall not live by bread alone, but every word that proceedeth out of your mouth. So we thank God for the word on today, the word that will not come back void, but it's going to fall on good ground today. So, Father, as you minister to us today, get the glory out of this time together. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Amen. Well, I'm excited. Amen. I am excited. I was sick on yesterday. I feel 100% today. And that's just like God. Wherever you are today, know that you're not going to stay there. Amen. So after this next praise and worship song, you're going to hear from Pastor Rebecca Simmons, and get your hearts ready and tell somebody, give them this information to tune in during this hour. They're going to be blessed just as we are. Amen.
Options are few. I'm trying to pray, but where are you? I'm all churched out, hurt and abused. I can't pray. What's left? I'm weak, no strength to fight, no tears to cry, even if I try, but still my soul
Take me to the King. Hallelujah. Take me to the King. Hallelujah. 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 Don't have much to bring, but I come with my heart as my offering. To God be the glory. Hallelujah for the great things he has done. Hallelujah. Take me to the King. I know that's your heart's cry on today. Take me to the King. Hallelujah. I need to get before the Lord. I need to get into the presence of the Lord. Go ahead and just worship God. Lord, we worship you. We magnify your name. Hallelujah. We glorify your name. You are worthy, O God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. We worship you, O God. We worship you. You are our King. You are our Lord. You are our all in all. Hallelujah. We love you today. We bless your name. We worship you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I love you, Lord. I bless your name. Hallelujah. You're so good. You're so awesome. You're so worthy. We thank you for life. Hallelujah. And life more abundantly. We thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. For being God in our lives. Hallelujah. For loving us. Hallelujah. For loving us better than we love ourselves. We just thank you and we praise you on today. You are so worthy, God. You are our Lord of Lords. You are our King of Kings. And without you, we are nothing. Without you, we can be nothing. We can do nothing of significance without you, God. Lord, we love you on today. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. God is good and worthy to be praised. My soul yet praises him. My soul yet worships him because he is a magnificent God. Hallelujah. Grab your Bibles. There is a word from the Lord on today. Turn with me to the book of Ezekiel. Ezekiel chapter 36. Hallelujah. This is the day the Lord has made, and I am rejoicing and being glad in it. I just thank God that he's in my life. Hallelujah. That he picked me up and turned me around. Hallelujah. He put my feet on solid ground. My God, my God. I feel like running and shouting on today because we serve a faithful God. He's a faithful God. Hallelujah. He said, never will I leave you, never will I forsake you, but I am always with you. No matter what you're walking through, no matter what you're going through on today, you have to know that God is with you. Amen. Hallelujah. Well, let us get to the word, Ezekiel 36. Hallelujah. Let's look at verse, wow, there's a lot, but I'm going to go over to verse 24, Ezekiel 36, starting with verse 20. Let me do 23. I'm going to read more than 10 verses today. The standard is 10, but I'm going to read a few more than 10 today. I want to get the total meaning of the scripture into this word on today. Ezekiel 36, verse 23. Amen, amen, hallelujah. Let us read the scripture. And I will sanctify my great name, which was profaned among the heathen, which ye have profaned in the midst of them. And the heathen shall know that I am the Lord, said the Lord God, when I shall be sanctified in you before their eyes. For I will take you from among the heathen and gather you out of all countries and will bring you into your own land Then will I sprinkle clean water upon you, and ye shall be clean from all your filthiness, and from all your idols will I cleanse you. A new heart also will I give you, and a new spirit will I put within you. And I will take away the stony heart out of your flesh, and I will give you an heart of flesh. And I will put my spirit within you and cause you to walk in my statutes. And ye shall keep my judgments and do them. And ye shall dwell in the land that I gave to your fathers, and you shall be my people, and I will be your God. I will also save you from all your uncleannesses, and I will call for the corn and will increase it and lay no famine upon you. And I will multiply the fruit of the tree and the increase of the field, that ye shall receive no more reproach of famine among the heathen. Then shall ye remember your own evil ways and your doings that were not good, and shall loathe yourselves in your own sight for your iniquities and for your abominations. Not for your sakes do I this, saith the Lord God. Be it known unto you. Be ashamed and confounded for your own ways, O house of Israel. Thus saith the Lord God, in the day that I shall have cleansed you from all your iniquities, I will also cause you to dwell in the cities, and the waste shall be builded. Just a couple more verses, verse 34. And the desolate land shall be tilled, whereas it lay desolate in the sight of all that pass by. And they shall say, this land that was desolate is become like the Garden of Eden, and the waste and desolate and ruined cities are become fenced and are inhabited. And we'll stop here, verse 36 and 37. Then the heathen that are left round about you shall know that I, the Lord, build the ruined places and plant that was desolate. I, the Lord, have spoken it and will do it. I, the Lord, have spoken it and I will do it. Thus saith the Lord God, I will yet for this be inquired of by the house of Israel to do it for them. I will increase them with men like a flock. Let us pray. Father God, we praise your holy name. Lord, we worship you and we magnify your name on today. You are worthy to be praised. God, there is none like you, and we give you the glory, the honor, and the praise today just because of who you are. We thank you for your word on today. Lord, I ask that you would speak to me, your woman servant. Speak to the hearts of your people. Your people are like parched land. They are hungry for your word on today. Speak to your people on today. Speak to all who are gathered here on today, God. Save souls, change lives, set the captives free, oh God. Speak encouragement to someone who is discouraged. Give power to the powerless, O God. Give hope to the hopeless, O God. Open the eyes of the blind. Free those who are in any kind of prison on today, God. And at the end of this time, I will be ever so careful to give you and you only the glory, the honor, and the praise. And it's in the precious, matchless name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and our Savior, that we pray. Amen. Hallelujah. 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 I came to speak a word into your spirit on today. I came to speak on the topic of it's time for kingdom alignment. It's time for kingdom alignment. Hallelujah. And I'm talking to the church. I'm talking to those of you who are outside of the church, those of you who have felt a pulling on your heartstrings from the Lord, those of you who are sick and tired of being sick and tired. I'm talking to those of you today who know that there is more to life than you struggling through each and every day of your life. I'm speaking to those of you who have been in the battle, those of you who have been fighting, my God, those of you who have been groaning in your spirit, knowing that there has to be more to life than what you're facing on an everyday basis. I am speaking today to the sons and daughters of the Most High God. Whether you are saved right now or you're not, there are some of you that have been preordained, my God, to be sons and daughters, and you have not yet shifted into your rightful position. I'm talking to those of you in the fivefold ministry offices, those who are serving in ministry. I'm talking to the tithers. I'm talking to those who are the sowers. My God, I am talking to those under the sound of my voice who are sensing a greater move of God in the earth realm during this season, huh? I am talking to the people of God on today. Hallelujah. God is speaking. He is speaking. There are some who are wondering, does God yet still speak? And I'm here to tell you on today that God is still speaking, as he has spoken to us through the book of Ezekiel, and began to break down to us and begin to tell us, the people of Israel, and those of you who are in Christ today are the Israel of today. Amen. So this biblical text is relevant for your life, that you are the Israel of today. And God is saying, I'm speaking to my people, and I'm saying that my people have profaned my name. It's a mess. It's a mess in some of my churches, and my church is not being the church building, but the church house being the temple of the Most High God. There are many, many, many out there who are called by the name of Christ, who have profaned the name of Christ. And Christ is saying, God is saying on today that it's time for you to have an adjustment. It's time for you to have a realignment. It's time to align yourself not with church, but with the kingdom mandate. My God, it is indeed a time for kingdom alignment. Hallelujah. When God saved you, hallelujah, when God saved you, this prophetic scripture was to be applied to your life. But the truth of the matter is that many in our churches are getting preached to and getting preached at, but they are not getting saved. God has revealed to me that there are many sitting in the churches on today, and there are many listening to internet ministers and internet evangelists and internet preachers and internet prophets and internet apostles and bishops that are not being converted, my God, out of the kingdom of darkness, and they are not being translated into the kingdom of his marvelous light. And God is saying to you on today that it's time for you to get saved. I'm wrecking the stuff over here. I just had some stuff fall down off of a printer in my office, a pack of paper, and some things begin to fall down because I'm rattling the devil's kingdom on today. I'm shaking the gates of hell on today. Hallelujah. God says it's time for you to get saved to the bone, saved for real. Hallelujah. It's time to stop straddling the fence, playing a little bit on this side and playing a little bit on the other side. It's time for you to come into the light, time to come out of the darkness. Hallelujah. Because God says, for his name's sake, he has made salvation available to you, huh? Through the blood of Jesus, huh? He said, I will give you, I'm going to gather you out of all of the countries. I'm going to gather you out of all of the countries and bring you into your own land. You know, God told us that he would give us houses that our hands did not build, and the wealth of the wicked is laid up for the righteous. And that is true, but God did not do that for your sake. God did not do that for your sake. He says, I will do it for my name's sake, because my name has been profaned. My name has been profaned, and God is saying, come out. Come out from amongst them. Come out from amongst them and be ye holy, for I am holy. God is calling out his sons and daughters from the north, the south, the east, and the west. There is a groaning in your spirit. There is a travailing in your spirit. God, because you know that God is calling you to higher heights. You know that God is calling you to greater manifestation of his might. You know that God is calling you, hallelujah, to greater works. You know that God has been calling you, hallelujah, to deeper depths in him. Your soul is panting, even during this time of fasting and praying for so many in the church and so many even in our local assembly, New Creation Christian Ministries. Our soul has been longing for God and panting for God as the deer panted for the waters. So our souls have been longing after God, because there is no way that we can manifest true change in the earth realm until true change has been manifested in the soul realm, in our soul realm. In other words, let me say that again. We have been groaning and travailing because we know that there is no way that we can manifest real change in the earth realm unless we manifest real change in the soul realm, in our own soul. Amen. God wants to manifest change in your soul. There's no need for you to get saved and keep living like the devil. My God, there's no use in you being saved and you continue to live on the devil's terms. My God, if you truly belong to God, and we do, as we belong to God, we should be manifesting the change that God made available to us. And he spoke it through the prophet Ezekiel when he said, I will sprinkle clean water upon you, and ye shall be clean. My God, from all of your filthiness. So somebody's struggling today. You're struggling to put some stuff down, and I declare and decree on today that today is the day that you'll put it down. My God, some of you struggling to put down cussing, and some of you are struggling to put down fussing. Some of you are struggling to put down fornication. Some of you are struggling to put down smoking, defiling the temple, overindulging and food that is no good, that is not conducive to the good health of your body. Some of you are struggling to put down adultery and backbiting. Some of you are struggling to put down being mean. You're just mean as the day is long. And God is saying today is the day that I am empowering you. My God, I am manifesting the power that I already put on the inside of you, and I am releasing that power to you today to loose you, my God, from the bondage of the devil. My God, God says today you shall be set free. You shall be set free today in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. You don't have to walk like the devil. I have already opened the prison doors. You are not in bondage to the habits of old. You are not in bondage to the old desires of your flesh. My God, a lot of us would like to say, I just can't help myself. But I'm here to tell you that the devil is a liar and the truth is not in him. You can't help yourself. You can't. help yourself. Let me say it again. You can help yourself. God says, and you might say, you know what, I'm just mean. That's the way my family is. It's always been this way. My mother was mean and my father was mean, and I've been mean all my life. But God said in Ezekiel that he will give you a new spirit, my God. And he says he will put within you a new heart. He said he will take away the stony heart out of your flesh and give you a heart of flesh. That means that he will put softness in your heart. He will give you a soft heart. He will take away the heart that had to become hard as a result of the things that happened to you in your past. See, if you're like me, you've had a lot of experiences in your past that made you have a stony heart. It gave you a hard heart. You said, nobody's going to hurt me again. So you hardened your heart. And God says, I'm taking away the stony heart. I'm going to give you heart surgery. I'm going to give you a heart transplant, and I'm going to give you the anesthesia of the Holy Spirit, my God, so that it won't hurt anymore. And God is beginning to take away the stony heart. Some of you are finding yourself getting softer, and you say, I'm getting soft in my old age. But what's really happening is that God is taking away the heart of stone that had to be put there to protect you, my God, from being hurt by people that said they loved you, but people that mistreated you and people that hurt you. And God is saying, you don't need that stony heart anymore, because he is your divine protector. And no weapon formed against you can prosper, even though the weapon will be formed, my God. But no weapon formed against you can prosper, because God has now put a hedge of protection around you, my God. Angels are encamped around you. There are angels encamped around you. And not only that, but God has given you his word, my God. You have to hear me on today. God has given you his word. So you don't have to be mean anymore. My God, allow God to take away the stony heart. Some of you have been rejecting the transplant. My God, you've been rejecting the heart transplant that God has wanted to give you. And here you are in the church, sitting up in the church every single week, and you are mean and hateful and evil. And you're going home cussing out everybody and everything, including the dog and the cat. And God is saying, I have delivered you so that you don't have to live like that, my God. And he did it because he loves you, because you were perishing in your old ways. And God said that he so loved the world that he sent his only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, that whomsoever would believe on him would not perish, but would have life, my God. So now that you are hearing this word, you don't have an excuse for some of your old ways. You're not weak. No. You're not weak. You're not defeated. You're not helpless, my God. You're not perishing, my God. You are strong and mighty in the Lord. You are strong and mighty in the Lord. If you are a child of God, under the sound of my voice, you are strong and mighty in the Lord. You're not sick, because by his stripes you are healed. My God, you are not a sinner saved by grace. No. You are a saint of the Most High God. It's time for you to get rid of some of that religious language, my God, that wants to keep you in bondage, and begin to speak life over your life. My God, begin to, you, so a lot of you are out there ministering to other folk, but you've got to begin to minister to yourself and begin to minister to your own soul and work out your own salvation with fear and trembling. God did not save you for you to stay broken, busted, and disgusted. Jesus did not die on the cross for you to live a defeated life. Jesus did did not take your sin upon him for you to continue in your sins. My God, you, as long as you continue in your sin, you are defeated. My God, this is not about rules. And see, I'm talking about kingdom alignment. Somebody say kingdom alignment. I am talking about kingdom alignment. See, kingdom alignment means you have victory in Jesus. Kingdom alignment means that you no longer line up with the plan and the will of Satan for your life, but you line up with the plan and the will of God for your life. God tells us in Romans 12, 1 and 2, to be, he says, submit your bodies as a living sacrifice unto God, which is your reasonable service. He says, be no longer conformed to the things of this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind. It's time to be transformed by the renewing of your mind. And God continues in that scripture as he writes through the Apostle Paul. And he says, then you will know the good and perfect will of the Father. My God, so that you can walk in that will. My God, we don't know scripture just so that we can quote scripture and impress people and let people know how well versed we are in scripture. We know the word so that the word as the truth of God can make us free. The Bible says you shall know the truth, and the truth will make you free. The truth will make you free. I'm here to break open the prison house on today. I'm here to take the shackles off of the minds of the people of God. I'm here to shed revelation light on the subject of sin, Satan, sickness, and death. When Jesus came, he came with salvation in his hand. He says the kingdom of heaven is here. The kingdom is nigh you. The kingdom is at hand. The kingdom of God is at hand. And I'm here to tell you today, like John the Baptist crying out in the wilderness, the kingdom of heaven is at hand. You don't have to go to heaven to experience heaven. Oh, God, the devil is mad right now. You don't have to go to heaven to experience heaven. The kingdom of heaven is at hand. It is nigh you. It is in your mouth. It's in the word. And get that word, put it in your mouth, and begin to speak heaven increase, heavenly increase over your life. Begin to speak that the windows of heaven are opening up over your life. You have been tithing, and you're wondering, where is the money? Where is my increase that God promised me? It's in your mouth. My God. Too many are still speaking the devil's lies over our lives, over our kingdom lives. Your life is not a life of the pit. Your life is not a life of defeat and dismay and discouragement. Your life is not the life that is ruled by darkness, but your life is a life of the kingdom. You are joint heirs with Christ. You are children of the Most High God. I'm here to ask you today, we're the real sons and daughters. We're the real sons and daughters. Will the real sons and daughters of God please stand up and take their rightful position? Will you take your rightful place? Will you take your rightful place? Get up out of the muck and the mire. Get up out of the pit. Get up out of that pity party. Get up out of that mess. Stop wallowing around in the mud with the pigs. Stop going back to the vomit. My God, you've been set free. Those who are free in Christ are free indeed. Take your rightful place in the kingdom of the Most High God. Align yourself with the word of God. Align your words with the word of God. Align your life with the word of God. Hallelujah. I came today to rattle hell. My God, I came to shake up everything that the devil built. I came to shake everything. God is saying, I'm shaking. This is a time of great shaking, says the Lord. I came to shake your world. I came to rock your world. I came to shake your world in such a way that the only thing that will be left standing is the things pertaining to my kingdom. I came to shake all of that hell up off of you. I came to shake hell down. Oh, my God. I came to shake the hell out of your life. The hell, the gates of hell that's trying to prevail in your life. God came to shake it off of you. In the name of Jesus, you're going to be standing after it's all said and done. Yeah, you're going through a lot. I see it in the spirit realm. Ah, my cushion, my cushion. You're going through a lot. Sickness coming against your body. Your children acting like they lost their mind. Your money's been acting real funny. You've been going through a lot. Tribulation coming. Trials coming. Persecution. Perpetrators on your track. You've been going through a lot. Haters talking about you. Hallelujah. You've been going through. But God says, I came so that you might have life. I sent my son to give you life. And all you have to do is step into it. My God, take a giant step. It's time to stop taking baby steps. But it's time for you to take a giant step and step into your rightful position, says the Lord. It's time to step into your rightful position. Get in position. Line up, my God, with the kingdom agenda. My God, line up, line up, line up, says the Lord. Line up. God's voice, God is doing a new thing. Can you not perceive it? Out with the old and new, in with the new. Ha, my God. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. God has spoken. God is doing a new thing, a new thing. He's saying, out with the old and in with the new. Guard your ear gates. Listen, I want to be bold enough to say this because I know that my husband and I are speaking the very words of Christ. We are speaking the very words of life, kingdom life. I want to say this. Listen, stop listening to people that are not speaking kingdom into your ear gates. Stop lining up and listening to people that are speaking of death over your life and over the life of the church. Begin to line yourself up only with people who are speaking life. I speak life. I speak life to you today. I come against every word curse, every word that's been spoken against you and against your assignment. I speak life. I break every word curse, even from you sitting up under the wrong people. Stop lining up with people on the internet that have no credentials. They have no fruit. The Bible says you will know them by their fruit. Ah, my God, our laws being changed for the better. My God, you will know a tree by its fruit. You will know a tree. If you feel bad after you leave the presence of somebody, if you feel like you don't have life, if you don't feel like running forward and lining yourself up with kingdom, if you don't feel like you can do everything that God called you to be, do, and have after you have talked to somebody, after you have set up under somebody's ministry, then you have sat up with the wrong person. Huh. Bad character does bad company does corrupt good character. Words are spirit, saints of the Most High God, and they are life. It's not necessarily the words that are coming out of my mouth, but it is the spirit behind the words. If there is no love behind the words, then that is a clue. That is a clue. If the people that are ministering to you don't have love, they have nothing because God is love. And if they don't have love, they are not speaking for God. And love desires to live at peace at all times with all men. We got to get into our words like the Bereans and search the scriptures. With their needs to be a kingdom alignment. That's what God sent me here to say. I have so much, I have so many more notes, but I allow the Spirit to lead me. And God is saying to you on today, stop lining yourself up with the devil's agenda and the devil's people. When Jesus spoke with the Pharisees, he told them that their father was the devil, and they were Jews. They were people in the church. They were people in position, people with titles, people who wore robes in the church. And I'm not talking against robes, because I like robes. I like robes. My husband is not a robe person. I'm a robe person. I don't preach in robes a lot, but I like a good robe. Amen. I like robes because they cover up the flesh. But these people were using their robes. The Pharisees were using their robes and their titles to present themselves as people with prestige, and they did not know God. Because Jesus said, you don't know my Father, because if you knew my Father, you would know me. And that's what we need to ask God, to increase the level of discernment so that we will know him when we see him. We need to ask God to increase our level of discernment so that we can know God when we hear him. And that's what God is sending to the church, the real true church. There is a remnant that has not bowed. Hear me. And I pray that you are part of the remnant. There is a remnant that has not bowed down to the devil. And that remnant has been represented and is being represented in the Lord's church. And I want to challenge you to line yourself up with real pastors, real prophets, real apostles, real evangelists, real teachers of the word. Line yourself up with the pure, unadulterated word of the Most High God. People who are living for Jesus. Know those who labor amongst you. Know those who labor amongst you. Don't just sit up on the mess, because they might be saying the right words, but they are imparting the wrong thing in your spirit. It's time for kingdom alignment. It's time to line your mind up, line your mouth up, line your life up, line your will up, with the word of God. Obedience is better than sacrifice. Line up your will. You got to have a want to. I want to obey God. Before you obey God, you got to want to obey him, In the name of Jesus, God says, I'll give you a new heart and I will move you. I will cause you to walk in my statutes. In the book of Ezekiel, as I close, the Lord says in verse 27, I will put my spirit within you and cause you to walk in my statutes, and ye shall keep my judgments and do them. Hallelujah. And then you shall dwell in the promised land that I gave to your father, and you shall be my people, and I will be your God. It's not rules and regulations, and it's not religion, but it is relationship. God wants to be your father. He is your father, and he wants to walk as your father, and he wants you to walk as his child. Daddy might have dropped the ball. Mama might have dropped the ball, but God wants to know you to know that he will never drop the ball on you. He is your father. Hallelujah. And he will and continually take good care of you. Hallelujah. God says, and then at the end of the chapter, God says, and then the people will know. Then the heathen will know. Then the sinners that are left around you will know that I, the Lord, have turned the ruined places, and I have built them back up again, and I have planted that which was desolate. In other words, your life and your walk will be a testimony, a living testimony, that people will look on your life and they will praise the Most High God, and they will want to be saved. And that's what it's really all about, getting more souls saved for Christ, bringing more people out of the famine, out of the land of famine, snatching more people out of the pit of hell, snatching your sons and your daughters out of the pit of hell. God wants to snatch your family members out of the pit. He wants to save souls. He wants to change lives. God wants to do it, and he wants to do it through you. My my God. God wants to use you as a vessel to save this world, to change this world. If he can change lives one life at a time, one soul at a time, will you let God use you? Will you bow down to his will? Will you allow God? Will you allow God to shape and mold you? Will you become clay on the potter's will? Will you let God form you? Will you let God change you? Huh? Will you let him heal you? Will you let God use you? Let him use your hands, use your feet, use your money. Will you let God use your mouth? Let him use your life. Ah, line yourself up, Saint of the Most High God. Line yourself up with kingdom agenda. God says it's time for kingdom alignment. And as you obey God, your reward is sure. He says, I will take you from the place that is waste and desolate, from the sad place, from the hurtful place, from the painful place, and I will take you to that blessed place. I will take you to the land. You really want to be blessed? Line yourself up for kingdom alignment. In the name of Jesus, hallelujah, hallelujah. Go ahead and praise God, hallelujah. We praise God for the word today. Line yourself up with God's will, hallelujah. Line yourself up with God's will, hallelujah. That's the only way we're going to manifest change on this earth. Hear me. It's not just about little old me or little old you. But it's about the whole world. God wants to manifest change in the world, and he wants to use you. Hallelujah. Line yourself up. Hallelujah. Pastor Anthony, I turn it back over to you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. To God be the glory. What a relevant, real word that we received on today. People of God, I pray you hear the Spirit of the Lord. I pray you hear the Spirit of the Lord speaking to this powerful and through this powerful woman of God. God is challenging you and I to get our houses in order, to get our lives right with him. And he, glory be to God, will take the desolate places. And the Bible says the heathen shall come by. And when they look at you, they're going to say nothing but God turned that life around. Nothing and nobody but God got them to get themselves together. And that's where God wants us to be. That's why that deceiving spirit is trying to get you off track. That's why that antichrist spirit is pulling you out of churches and pulling you away from the things of God. That's why that voice that's not of love, that voice that is sent by the devil himself, that's speaking division. In the name of Jesus, Pastor, you spoke that word.
Jesus.
We got to watch who we listen to. We got to watch who we're associating with. We got to open up our spiritual eyes and really look and see who is for us and who's against us, who's trying to use us to move forward their own agenda, and who's really trying to help us. We got to discern in this hour who are really the people of God and who are the fakers, who are the hypocrites. Who are the false apostles and the false prophets, the false pastors? We better open up our spiritual eyes because they're all around us in the times in which we're living in. And a lot of people are not walking into their destiny because, as you said today, Ezekiel said, not for your sake, because most people are messed up. God is saying, not for your sake, but I'm going to get your life together for my sake. Glory be to God.
My God, for my name's sake.
I think you need to pray, because so many people are being deceived in this time. So many people are being lied to. So pray that they get the Spirit of God, that they won't be deceived in this hour.
Yes, hallelujah, hallelujah. Father, we praise your holy name. Lord, we worship you and we magnify your name. God, we give you all the glory, all the honor, and all the praise for this word which you have spoken to me, your woman servant, your prophet, Father God. And we just ask, Father God, that you would seal this word upon the hearts of your people, oh God. Lord, I just thank you for using me, for using my vessel, Father God, to pour out, Father God, kingdom revelation for such a time as this when so many people are being deceived. Lord, I just humble myself under your mighty hand, and I pray with the power of your anointing over the lives of your people on today, Father God. And I pray, Father God, for each and every individual under the sound of my voice, Lord, that you will open the eyes of your people, oh God, and allow all of us, Father God, to begin to see what it is that you would want us to see pertaining to you and your kingdom and godliness, oh Father. Father, help us, Father God, to not reject the new heart that you have given us, but to embrace the new heart, Father God, not to reject your spirit, not to grieve your spirit or quench your spirit, but to embrace the spirit that you have given us, Father God, the spirit of wisdom, the spirit of truth, the spirit of discernment, oh God, the spirit of dunamis, the spirit of power, the Holy Ghost spirit of power that you have given us, Father God, to lead us and guide us in the way that we should go. Lord, let us not lean to our own understanding. Let us not look to the left or to the right, but let us, Father God, look unto you. I pray for each and every individual in the chat room, every person on the phone lines, Father God. Oh, God, that you will open up the eyes of their understanding. Open up the eyes of their understanding. Let them know you, God, not man, not woman, but let them know you like never before. Plant them, God, if they're not already planted. Plant them in the house that is serving you. Plant them in a real, true house of God where the unadulterated word of God is going forth. I come against every false apostle, every false prophet, every false person with a title or without a title that's coming and speaking to the lives of your people. Father God, reveal to them in the spirit realm that these are wolves in sheep's clothing, oh God. Show them, open the eyes of their discernment. Let them not be led astray, God. You said, Father God, that the true shepherd will lay down his life for the sheep, oh God, and that you are the shepherd. Jesus is the real shepherd, the over shepherd of our souls, who laid down his life for us, oh God. So Lord, we just thank you and we praise you that you said you're raising up pastors after your own heart during this season. And Lord, we do not preach this word to bring people, draw people after us, but Lord, let them be drawn after you. People around the nation, people around the nation, around this United States of America and beyond. Lord, let them be drawn after you. You said in your word that if Jesus Christ be lifted up, Jesus spoke in his very self, if I be lifted up from the earth, I will draw all men unto me. So, Lord, now I speak to the lives of those who are gathered on today, that you heal them from the hurt, church hurt, heal them from the hurt and the pain of those, Father God, who are really not raised up by you, oh God, those who are not sent by you, those who raped their souls and plundered their hearts, oh God. I pray healing over their lives. Those who have been turned away from the church, I pray for them right now. Now, Father God, that you will heal them. Give them that new heart that you talked about in your word so that they can have the softened heart, so they can trust you again, oh God. Now, somebody's been not mad at God, not trusting God, not wanting or knowing how to trust again. And God, again, and God said, today I enable you to trust me again. Trust me, says the Lord. So, Lord, I pray this prayer. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Pastor.
Amen. Well, meet us tonight. What a powerful word. More of that to come tonight, 7:30 p.m. We start our midweek Bible study, our midweek service, and we're going to be in Elizabeth tonight, 87 First Street. Sow a seed into this ministry. Amen. Hallelujah. The Bible says, given, it shall be given back to you. And this is good soil. And people of God, please hearken into that word today. We're in a 21-day consecration. We are fasting. We are praying. And I know that pastor just has the spirit of the Lord on her, even as we are consecrating ourselves. And I pray that you receive the word of the Lord. Go in peace and serve God all the days of your life. We love you. God bless you.